Darryl, I put it to you last weekend that it felt like 2 points drop. Today must feel like a defeat, mustn't it?
Not sure about it. Obviously disappointed. Listen, let's not kid ourselves. You're 3-0 up. But you've got to give Exeter credit. That's why they're in the top seven at the minute. We get ourselves in a very healthy position there. Our defending at the back end of the first half was shocking. So we regrouped at half time. I thought the tactical change helped the team, if in all honesty. I think their third goal comes from a little bit of fortune, and we're in it all the way. Chances at the end of the game. Appreciate the fans coming down a long way. Great support again today. Disappointed not to get the 3 points, but we take that. And like I say, I think credit for both teams and the conditions today. Not great conditions, not a great day for defenders, if I'm honest with you, on both teams. Windy. Yeah. Boggy, rain, and certainly the defence weren't on top, were they?
Let's start with some positives. The 3-0 by the half hour mark, is that the best you've seen your team play?
Yeah, it's a load of rubbish. I mean, you just mentioned that on Sky. It's rubbish. You get blinded by chances going in the back of the net. That's why people get caught. Listen, we've done well. We've done all right for 30 minutes, but we haven't, opened them up and gone 5, 6, 7, 8 passes and then get a goal and all of that. It's all rubbish. Listen, what we did is we got our chances and we finished our chances, which we've had on numerous occasions in loads of games this year, and that's why we're a little bit short of where I'd like us to be at this point. And that's, people get blinded by scorelines, think 3-0, wow, they must have played really well. No, we finished our chances. That's what we did.
And two players who finished their chances in Keelan and Josh. Good to have two strikes on the score sheet.
Listen, they're working hard, they're competing hard. The spirit in the camp's very, very good. We just got to keep working away and chipping away. We're disappointed, obviously, today to not hold on to the win. And you could say it could have been quite comfortably another 4 points on the last two performances. But the performances have been pretty consistent and strong over a period of time. We've got to keep that. And we've got to keep all areas of the pitch in improving along the way.
Talk me through the tactical switch then at half time. Matt Sadler coming
every time they put a ball in the box, it looked like they were going to score, wasn't it? So it weren't rocket science. So get an extra centre half in. Wes weren't having the best of the games, to be fair to him, but Wes is a great lad. My disappointment thing is we didn't manage to keep it 3-1, 3-0 till half time, because I still made the same change, to be honest with you, because they looked very dangerous pulling on Bowman, pulling on the Diaz, pull another centre half in, and we seemed to defend it a lot better second half. That's the way it sort of goes. You've got to sacrifice somebody. Unfortunately today it was Wes.
Chances either side in the last sort of 5 minutes, but Liam Roberts earned his money today. That great save at the end, didn't he?
Yeah, no, that's what he's paid to do, make one good save. Their keeper's probably made 3 or 4, though, as well, hasn't he? So, I think on balance of play and chances created, I think we had more chances, more opportunities, or the more clear-cut chances. So disappointed that we haven't took away the 3 points.
You know your squad so well. What will losing a 3-goal lead do to their mentally?
Mentally strong. Listen, no problems. I said at half-time, thing is there, you reset, don't you? It's important for me the players reset at half-time and say, listen, we're 1-0 up at Exeter. Not theoretically 3-2 up, but we're 1-0 up at Exeter. Would we have took that before the game? Yes, we would. So reset your mindset, change it tactically, which the players were quite comfortable doing. Knew the reasons we're going to do that, so no problem mentally. Change rooms and the spirit in the camps, absolutely outstanding. And that's the way I've built my success as a manager, and this is the way I'll be building this football club. And eventually we start getting more consistent performances and results, and we can start climbing tables.
These games come thick and fast, 4 in 11 days. Scunthorpe on Boxing Day now, and you're facing a different Scunthorpe team.
But we said it all along, didn't we, all the way through the course of the season. For me, finishing your chances, both boxes, always both boxes. My team's well drilled, well organised, always have been when I've done it. It's just finishing them chances, and that's the difference at times. Strikers today have got a couple of goals, good. If we can keep that and be more clinical in front of goal and creating more chances, you still can't climb the table. There's no magic formula.
When you faced them last at the Bankster Stadium, James Clark's with that fantastic overhead kick, you were playing a different Scunthorpe side that was second bottom. They stay patient with Paul Hurst. They're on a really good run, I think, 6 of the last 7
games. Why would they not stay patient with Paul Hurst? He's got promotions on his CV. He's no success. You live in a mad world, a footballing world, where everybody thinks you turn it on in 3-4 months, you're going to just switch and turn it off. Managers don't become bad managers after a 2-3 month period. Have a look what he's done in his career. Have a look what managers have done and achieved in their career. And give them time and they'll turn it round. It's strange. And we understand that as managers. You're in a world where everybody thinks it can happen overnight. Listen, you build a platform. That's what he's doing there. That's what I'm trying to do here. Along the way, there's bumps along the way, but you keep together, siege mentality, belief. He's got some good players. He's got a very good, talented squad of players. I'm looking forward to the game.